Thank you for joining with us today around the Word of God. We're turning today to the book of Exodus and to the chapter 28. The book of Exodus, the chapter 28. We want to think today about Aaron, the one who in God's great plan and purpose became the high priest among the people of Israel. And we're reading here in Exodus 28 because here the Lord spoke to Moses. And he said to him, "And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. Even Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother, for glory and for beauty. And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And these are the garments which they shall make, a breastplate and an ephod, and a robe and a broidered coat, a mitre and a girdle. And they shall make holy garments for Aaron thy brother and his sons, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And they shall take gold and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen. And they shall make the ephod of gold, of blue and of purple, of scarlet and fine twine linen with cunning work. It shall have the two shoulder pieces thereof joined at the two edges thereof, and so it shall be joined together. And the curious girdle of the ephod, which is upon it, shall be of the same, according to the work thereof, even of gold, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. And thou shalt take two onyx stones, and grave on them the names of the children of Israel. Six of their names on one stone, and the other six names of the rest on the other stone according to their birth, with the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet, shalt thou engrave the two stones with the names of the children of Israel. Thou shalt make them to be set in ouches of gold. And thou shalt put the two stones upon the shoulders of the ephod, for stones of memorial unto the children of Israel. And Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord upon his two shoulders for a memorial." I will end our reading there at the verse 12 of Exodus chapter 28. Now we're not thinking today particularly about the garments that were made for Aaron the high priest. We have read from this portion as simply one portion where something of the life and ministry of Aaron is set before us. But we're going to think about Aaron as an individual, and particularly today in his service for the Lord. And we want to take a moment just to seek the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord again today to bless our meditation even upon his word. Father in heaven, we still our hearts before thee in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus. We thank thee again for thy word, which is truth, and we thank thee for the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, the one who will lead us into all truth. And we pray today as we consider your word that thou wilt speak to your hearts and help us even in our own homes to hear and obey the word of God, to meditate upon it, to take time to pray, even together, whether it's an individual in the home, whether it's a family collectively. Lord, we pray that in these days we will give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of thy word. And so I pray that you would fill me afresh with your Spirit. Speak to me through thy word, and speak through me today, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Aaron is another one of many individuals of whom we can read in the word of God and learn from his life. Very valuable lessons. Aaron was born into a family which was greatly used by God. His father was called Amram and his mother Jochebed, And of course, he was brother to Miriam and to Moses. His parents had true faith in the true God, saving faith in the true God. We learn in Hebrews 11, verse 23, with regard to the hiding of Moses after his birth, it was by faith that his parents acted in this way. We are given many details concerning Aaron's life and ministry in the books of Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers in particular. And Aaron is mentioned in other portions of the Word of God. For example, in the Psalms, we find Aaron described as the saint of the Lord. We find him therefore set before us as one who was set apart by God to be saved from sin and to serve the Lord here on earth. He is also described as chosen by the psalmist. Chosen by God, that is, to salvation and to service. Aaron lived upon this earth for 123 years and then he died. He died in the 40th year after Israel had left Egypt, and he died on the Mount Hor. Along with his brother Moses, he was not permitted by God to enter the promised land of Canaan. There are many details in the life of Aaron which teach us about the Lord Jesus himself, and therefore teach us about the life of the child of God. And I want us to consider some of those details today. I want us to think particularly today about Aaron and his service for God. We're introduced to Aaron here in the book of Exodus, really in the chapter 4. And at once we discover one aspect of the service which God had for Aaron to perform. That was that Aaron was to be a spokesman speaking forth the word of God. Now, when we get to Exodus 4 and are introduced to Aaron, already God had appeared to Moses at the burning bush. He had called Moses to go to Pharaoh and to bring God's people out of Egypt. Moses did not feel adequate for such a task. He made excuses as to why he could not do that which God was calling him to do, that which God was sending him to do. And one of the reasons which Moses gave for not going to speak on God's behalf is found in Exodus 4 in the verse 10. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And we read by way of answer in verse 11 of Exodus 4 that the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. Moses was still objecting to the Lord, still resisting God's call to him. And in verse 13 he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. In verse 14 of Exodus 4 we read, And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, and here's where Aaron comes in, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. God knows all things about us. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. In other words, he's coming to see you, Moses. And when he seeth thee, he shall be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and I will teach you what ye shall do. Verse 16, And he, that is Aaron, shall be thy spokesman, even unto the people. And he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. God would speak to Moses, revealing his word. Moses would pass that word to Aaron, and Aaron would speak to the people. And so here's one aspect of Aaron's service for the Lord, a spokesman, to speak forth the word of the Lord. Words from God would have to be spoken to the people of Israel. Words from God would have to be spoken to Pharaoh. And down in verse 27 of Exodus 4, we have God coming to Aaron. The Lord said to Aaron, "Go into the wilderness to meet Moses." And he went and met him in the mount of God and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him, then all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spake all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped. So we can see Aaron was the spokesman. He spake all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses. And this was part of Aaron's service for the Lord. It's always a privilege to serve the Lord as a saved sinner here upon this earth. And Aaron had that privilege. And from this point, as you continue through the book of Exodus, you will read of Aaron alongside Moses. As God's word was proclaimed again and again, proclaimed to Pharaoh and to the children of Israel. If you look at Exodus 7 and the opening two verses, we find again the Lord setting before Moses how Aaron would speak forth what God had spoken to Moses. Exodus 7 verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, "See, I have made thee a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of his land." Aaron, of course, in being a spokesman for God, God revealing his word to Moses, Moses passing it on to Aaron, Aaron speaking to Pharaoh and to the people of Israel. In this, Aaron points us to Christ. Because will the Lord Jesus come into this world as the God-man? Oh yes, he had always existed as the eternal Son of God. But when he came into this world as the God-man, he came, among other things, to speak forth the word of God. John's Gospel chapter 1 reveals to us that the Lord Jesus is the incarnate Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And as you go through John's Gospel, you will find the Lord Jesus on a number of occasions emphasizing to his hearers as he ministered that he was speaking forth the words which his Father had given him to speak. He was God, yes, but he was also God's spokesman. John 8 and the verse 26, "I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him." Those things that he had heard of the Father. Verse 28, "Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things." As my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. When we get to John chapter 12 and to the verse 50, we read there John chapter 12 and the verse 50, again the Lord Jesus speaking. "And I know that his commandment," that is the Father's commandment, "is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." I'm speaking what the Father spoke unto me. Now, as Christians in this world, that is, if you're saved by God's grace, if your sins are forgiven and your faith is in Christ for salvation, you and I are to be spokesmen and spokeswomen for our God, witnessing of him to others, spreading and sharing the word of God. The Great Commission is still relevant. We are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, in our own family circles, in our own neighborhoods, in the workplaces. And these days, yes, it may be by means of a phone call, the means of sending out literature by post, whatever the case might be. We are to be spokesmen and spokeswomen for the Lord. When Paul the Apostle was writing to the Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians 5:20, he wrote that he and his companions were ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you, in Christ's name, be ye reconciled to God. So we're thinking today of Aaron and his service for the Lord. And one aspect of that service was the fact that he was a spokesman, speaking forth the word of God. But then there's a second aspect of his service for the Lord I want us to mention, and that is the matter of sacrificing. We read from Exodus 28 where Moses was instructed to take Aaron, his brother, and his sons, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. This was God's purpose for Aaron's life, that he would minister unto God in the priest's office. And of course, that office involved the offering of sacrifices for sin on a daily basis. And while those animal sacrifices in and of themselves could never take away the sins of those who brought them, they pointed forward to Christ and the fact that Christ would come and give himself as the great sacrifice for sin. And if the offerer came and offered up the sacrifice and by faith looked forward to Christ and his coming sacrifice, they could experience forgiveness and salvation. And Aaron was involved in those daily sacrifices. Aaron was called to this service. In 1 Chronicles chapter 6, we read some words which highlight how Aaron was called to this particular service for God. 1 Chronicles chapter 6, and it's the verse 49. But Aaron and his sons offered upon the altar of the burnt offering, and on the altar of incense, and were appointed for all the work of the place most holy, and to make an atonement for Israel according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. And you'll see there how Aaron and his sons offered upon the altar of the burnt offering. There was that sacrificing that they were to be involved in. Now over in the letter to the Hebrews, and then the chapter 5 of Hebrews, we are there reminded of the fact that Aaron was called to this particular office. It tells us in Hebrews 5:1, for every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity, and by reason hereof he ought, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer for sins. And no man taketh this honour unto himself, listen to this, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron, so also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. And so when we think of Aaron and the sacrificing he was involved in the service for God as being in the office of the high priest, again he points us to Christ. Because Christ came as the great high priest of his people, and he went to the cross and he offered up himself as the great sacrifice for sin. And through trusting in him and what he has done, we have salvation and forgiveness. But you know, that leads on to a third aspect of Aaron's service for the Lord, not only as a spokesman, not only in his sacrificing, but also in his supplication. And this comes in under the office of the priesthood as well, because we read there in 1 Chronicles chapter 6 and verse 49 how Aaron and his sons not only offered upon the altar of the burnt offering, but also on the altar of incense. And of course, the altar of incense speaks to us of prayer. The incense, that sweet smell, rising up. Our prayers being accepted by God. And in the Psalm number 99, Aaron is mentioned with regard to his prayers. Psalm 99 in the verse 6. Moses and Aaron, among his priests, that is God's priests, and Samuel, among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord. That includes Aaron. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. You see, part of Aaron's ministry, part of his service for the Lord, even as a priest, was to call upon the Lord and to receive answers from the Lord. Not only to pray for himself, but to pray for the people. There is another verse in 1 Chronicles, this time the chapter 23 and the verse 13, where it says, the sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses. And Aaron was separated that he should sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name forever. And when we think of that aspect of Aaron's service for the Lord, that the offering the incense and therefore the prayer life, the supplication, I'm reminded of what we read in Luke's Gospel chapter 1, when we read of Zacharias, who was a priest. And we learn in Luke chapter 1, in the verse 8, that it came to pass that while he, this is speaking of Zacharias, while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. They were praying. And he was going in as a priest, and he was praying for them and offering the incense. And of course, on that occasion, there appeared unto Zacharias an angel of the Lord, standing on the right hand of the altar of incense. And the message which the angel had for him was that his prayer had been heard. And again, when we think of Aaron and the supplication, he points us to Christ, our great high priest. The one who not only offered up himself as that one sufficient sacrifice for sins forever, but the one who ever lives to pray for us. Wherefore, he is able to save to the uttermost those that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. And you know, as we draw our meditation to a close, we're reminded that as saved sinners, we are priests unto God, not to offer sacrifice for sin, but to offer the sacrifice of praise to God, and the sacrifice of even sharing with others. In Hebrews 13, and the verses 15 and 16, we read these words, by him, that is by Christ, therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of her lips, giving thanks to his name, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. There is the sacrifice of praise and the sacrifice of communicating to others, sharing with others. And in the New Testament, there's just one or two other verses connected with what we're mentioning here. In Philippians 4, verse 18, Paul wrote to the church at Philippi, but I of all and abound, I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odour of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. What they had shared with Paul for his needs was a sacrifice. And then, just as we finish, in 1 Peter and also Revelation, as we think of the fact that we are priests up to God in 1 Peter 2 and the verse 5. 1 Peter 2 and verse 5. Peter says, "Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood," what to do? "To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." Verse 9 of 1 Peter 2. "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light." And those praises, the sacrifice of praise to God. And in that final book of the Bible, Revelation 1, and the verses 5 and 6, John writes, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." There is much we can learn from Aaron, and in the will of the Lord we'll come back to Aaron, but we thought about his service today. He was a spokesman for the Lord. If we're saved, we're to be spokespeople for the Lord in our witness. He was one who sacrificed. He pointed to Christ, who has offered the only sufficient sacrifice for sins forever, that we trust in for salvation. But once we're saved, we're to offer the sacrifice of praise, the sacrifice of sharing with others, that we can come to God through Christ in prayer. And of course, there was the supplication that we mentioned. We can rejoice in our great high priest if we're saved. We come to God through him in prayer. And of course, if you are listening and are not saved, Christ is the only high priest who can save you from your sins and forgive your sins if you will turn from sin and come and trust in him. I trust these words will be of profit to your soul, and thank you once again for listening.